This girl, she was beautiful. There was something familiar about her, but I couldn't place what it was. My past is blurry, to say the least. Memories come back in little glimpses when certain things trigger them, but that's all I get. As I wrestled her to the ground and slammed the back of her head repeatedly into the hardwood floor, as I squeezed her neck and felt her gasping for air, as I reached for one of my hatchets and heard her whimper, "Please, don't kill me." I actually stopped for a moment and contemplated if I was capable of letting her live. If she deserved to live. I knew I was hurting her for a reason, but I couldn't recall what that reason was, and so I stood up, looking down at the blood-covered beauty at my feet. She began to move, trying to crawl away as tears streamed down her face. I just tilted my head to the side as I watched her, crawling towards the back door. I asked her what her name was. She didn't answer. She just kept crawling. This angered me to no end. God, I just wanted a simple name. She ended up passing out from blood loss before I could get a response from her. At that very moment, though, I didn't need a picture to tell me her name. I knew exactly who she was. On the fireplace mantel, there was a picture. A picture of Sleeping Beauty over there, with her boyfriend and her brother. And I remembered them just fine. Memories started pouring into my mind. This bitch and the two assholes in the photograph with her were some of the many people who bullied me. I saw flashes of an incident where her brother was pounding my face in while she was cheering him on. She was making out with her boyfriend, who was also telling the brother to hit me harder. I couldn't feel any of his punches anyways. I don't feel anything. I did, however, feel the shame, and I knew that I was being hurt because there was so much blood everywhere. At the time, I let it slide because I couldn't feel the hits anyways. Bullshit like that cannot be allowed to go unpunished. These cruel, wicked people need to learn that they are not immune to suffering. They will be the ones who suffer the most. And so I lose any restraint I was clinging to. I told her, "I don't feel enough for you to cry.